Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, May 9th, 2022. We're going to show you how everything is tied together. Look, the Roe v. Wade leak, the SCOTUS first draft leak, that was not just by happenstance. That was all planned. The protests which you see going across the country, this is all planned. This is all coordinated, deeply coordinated. The election fraud going back to November 2020, the fact that Eric Holder's talking about Garland using or should use the January 6th committee investigation to indict President Trump. This is what it's been all along. This is what it's all about all along. It's an interview with this man of, as CTH Sundance puts it, highly corrupt character. And, you know, Holder gave away the playbook during this interview, a collaboration between a corrupt Congress and a corrupt Justice Department, when he stated that Donald Trump should be indicted by Garland later this summer. Don't think they won't try. They will try, because what we're witnessing is an all-out, accelerated, and escalated attack on America by enemies within. Also, the Michigan Attorney General, I don't know if you saw this or not, politicians don't belong in doctors' offices. Wait a second. What'd you say? Yeah, the Michigan AG. Hey, politicians don't belong in doctors' offices. And that's true. That's very true. Except, wait a second. Did I say that? Except, of course, if they're going to make you take an experimental, non-approved injecticide. Then it's okay. You can't make this up. You cannot make any of this up. Look, folks, we are... When are we going to lock and load? I'm asking. They are rubbing this in our face. They are rubbing this entire globalist, depopulation, anti-life, anti-people, anti-freedom agenda in our faces. And they're doing it without fear of any kind of repercussion. I guarantee you, you go out and protest as a pro-lifer, you're going to get beat down, beat up. But, you want to kill unborn children? Go ahead. We will celebrate that. And I've got a... Eric the Tech, I've got a downloaded video. You know what? I'm not even going to show that. It's a very sick and satanic video outside of a church. You might have seen it on social media. I know Alex Jones played some of it, and he stopped it. These people, death, the satanic, all things satanic, death, the clot shots, the injecticide, the experimental vaccines, this is their religion. And I found it really interesting. If you watched any of the pro-infanticide, pro-murder protests, especially in Austin, Texas, where Owen Schroyer was this past weekend, you know who was speaking there, right? members, co-chairs of the Communist Party USA. And, okay, there must have been at least two dozen people there. Now, you might say, well, that's, you know, just a fringe, right? Well, I'll tell you what. These people are Satanists. They're communists. You know, some people will equate communism and atheism together. They'll equate the two. Or they'll say the communism and the atheist, every communist is an atheist. But I say, based on my research, look, no. They're taking their orders from Satan. And they worship Satan. And you think, well, that's just hyperbole. That's just over the top nonsense. No, it's not. No. You should see what I've seen over the past couple of years now. Especially when it comes to the killing of the children. Which, by the way, I want to make this announcement. Pastor Paul Begley, this Thursday night, is going to be having a webinar, conference. I'm going to be showing some things during that conference. It's going to be live. And Steve Quayle is going to be on as well, I think, separate from me, but I'm going to be showing some things I've never showed before. Yeah, you talk about Planned Parenthood and infanticide, killing of the unborn, and you think people like such as, for example, allegedly, purportedly, how's that, enough qualifiers there, legal department, Marina Abramovic, you know, and the spirit cookers, right? Which reminds me, you know, I was laughing this weekend. That song, I don't remember who did it, on the cover of Rolling Stone. I thought to myself, you know, boy, it'd be cool to be in the Rolling Stone, right, magazine? Yeah, I was in there. No, it ain't so cool because, in my opinion, they couldn't tell the truth if it bit them in the butt. But anyway, that's why I stopped talking and said, you know, have a nice day, basically. Stop talking. Because no matter what I said, no matter what I would have shown, it would just write what they want to write. But I don't want to make this a political question, the infanticide, this abortion thing. It's deeper than that. It's much deeper than that. It's part of the destruction of our culture. It's part of the destruction of our nation. It's part of taking us down. And you know what? When you look at civilization's past, you look at the degradation of the culture, the debasement of money, the erasure of borders, the destruction from within. We're following the playbook. They're following the playbook. We're following right along. And that's what they intend to do to the United States, because they have to destroy the United States before they can insert this global governance, system of global governance. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. And again, none of this is organic. None of this is spontaneous. This is all by design. And you might say, well, wow, you know what? It seems like things are ramping up, right? It does, doesn't it? Are things ramping up? Before I bring Randy Taylor on to discuss all of these matters and more with me, I want to open up with video number one. This is 52 seconds. I've shown this before. We've played this before, but this was at a recent World Economic Forum event. This kind of explains where they're at today. When I say they, I'm talking about all the little WEF globalist, satanic little small g god worshiping minions, Muppets, that have been inserted into global governance, governments all across the globe, including the United States and most assuredly Canada. throughout all the West. This is now, okay. All these little, 100 and some odd people now. In addition to the SES here in the United States, the non-fireable positions here, all of these people are taking orders from the globalist God. We're going to have, by the way, this summer. If you people think, or people don't think. Look, we're going to have food shortages like in the United States. Not like the third world countries, but it's going to be bad. You want ground beef? Yeah, if you can find it, if you can afford it, you can get it. You want gas? Well, yeah. You know, you want to drive one of these climate ruining gas powered vehicles, right? Well, it's going to cost you. Again, they're taking all of this down by design. None of this, the gas prices, all of this is by design. But think back to the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 and all that. Think back to that. Go ahead. You remember, and in the UN, see, we will be subjugated to the United Nations and the World Health Organization, especially in May this month, the end of this month, when the United States agrees to go along with the World Health Organization's plans for pandemic lockdowns and that kind of thing, right? So that's going to happen, I think, from the 22nd to the 28th. There are 194 nations are going to meet and sign on to this agreement. That's kind of the real beginning of the end, and you know what's coming. Yeah, monkeypox, okay. There was a case in the UK. Somebody traveled to Nigeria, picked up monkeypox. I don't know, petting. Eric the Tech, were you petting your monkey? Is that what you were doing, petting your monkey? Somebody was petting their monkey. Anyway, brought back monkeypox. I'm not making light of monkeypox. I'm not. But if you don't think that the next pandemic is planned already, the lockdowns are planned already, that the 20 and people who are waiting for election, the midterms. Oh, just wait. We're going to make a difference. Same thing with the presidential election. It's going to make a difference. We're going to take it back. The only way you're going to take this back is by a violent, thunderous entrance with the throne room of God. You're not taking anything back by vote. Unless you make sacrifices, show up and be there overseeing things. Certainly you have to get rid of the machines. Making sure you know who's counting the vote. Battle of Athens, 1946, August. Until you're ready to execute a Battle of Athens, Tennessee, in 1946, that style. You're not taking anything back by vote. You're not going to take it back through the court system. You're not going to take it back through in any other way. I'm here to tell you, those days are long past us. You know, had we done something 20, 30 years ago, had we done something 5 years ago, maybe. But we squandered that away. You're looking at an escalation also of the Russian-Ukrainian war. You're looking at the provocation of Russia v. NATO, NATO v. Russia, that is. You want to see nukes flying? Hey, why not? Hey, the golden boys and girls, the globalists, or the people with money, they've already got their bug-out places. I mean, they got their jets ready. Hey, they're fine. Meanwhile, we have to suck it up, right? All right. this is what we're, this is where we're at today. If you haven't seen this clip or heard this, listen and watch. This is video one. Eric the Tech, by the way, how was your Mother's Day?
Great.
Yeah. I got a lot of Mother's Day wishes too, at least, but not in the sense that you think, right? I mean, yeah, that way. All right. Here, play video number one, the Globalist Declaration of Acceleration, 52 seconds. Watch this.
This afternoon, the Secretary General and Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, will witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding on a strategic partnership between the UN and the World Economic Forum, which outlines areas of cooperation to deepen engagement between the two institutions and to jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 agenda.
Say what? Yeah. So, in other words, full speed ahead. Why? Because in part, people are starting to wake up. And when people wake up and realize that they've been peed on and lied to, there's a little bit of a fear because we outnumber them. Can you imagine 10,000 patriots showing up in D.C.? Ready to rock and roll. Can you imagine that? What kind of message would that send? Can you imagine, a few hundred people showing up at local polling places saying, you know what, you're not going to put those boxes on the windows. Mm-mm. No. Remember how they put those boxes up and things up so you couldn't see? Oh, you're going to kick me out? Okay. I can't stay here? Okay. Uh-uh. See, that's why I want to have a job like that. I want to have that job, which I will. And I dare that poor SOB to say, you got to stand over there because, you know, virus and stuff. Yeah, okay. No. So somebody better get the bail money ready, Eric the Tech. I'll bring a few of my friends along with me. Bring Randy Taylor with me. Ain't no pizza boxes or paper going up over the windows. I'll tell you that right now. One more thing before I bring Randy on. Hey, look, for a limited time, all right, this stuff is fantastic. Pure Body Extra. I read all the white papers and stuff like that. This is a detoxifying spray that really works well, all right? And we're an affiliate, and you can become an affiliate too, all right? It's you can make money selling. I mean, look, here's my message. This is good stuff. If you want to get rid of the heavy metal and toxins, what did you do? This seems to help a lot. I'm telling you, I feel a lot different. I know a lot of people taking this feel a lot different. And they've got some great CDB oil as well. And even for dogs, too. Lady loves it. All right. With me, Randy Taylor. RandyTaylor@HagmanReport.com. If you want to communicate with him, that's the way to do it. That's RandyTaylor@HagmanReport.com. Part of the program. I want to welcome Randy. And thanks for being with me here to set the stage for our discussion. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you today? Happy Monday morning.
Happy Monday morning. How was your Mother's Day?
A little rough.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll ask everybody to just keep my mother-in-law in prayer, please. Okay? I'm not going to get into details, but we had to cancel dinner last night. We went over to pick them up, and there's just no way we were going to be able to take her anywhere. I personally think she's had a stroke, but, you know, I'm not a doctor. So she's on her way to a hospital. She wouldn't go last night. She refused. And she's going today.
As we speak, that's happening. Yes. So yes. Understand, folks. And you know, I think we are fighting this spiritual battle that anytime we – like this – I mean, your battles.
We're taking hits. Yeah, we're taking hits from everywhere, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Your family's taking hits. Your extended family's taking hits. Our friends are taking hits. I mean, we're definitely stirring the pot. We must be over the target because the double's sure upset.
Well, you know what? If not, I would be concerned if that wasn't happening. Look, I'm not inviting trouble. I would be concerned if we were not taking flak, because that means they're not over the target. But it pains me to see, and folks, Randy Taylor, keep Randy, his mother-in-law, in prayer, okay? Because that works, and you know that works, right?
No, it works. That's why I'm sitting here today, folks, because prayer works. Yeah. And divine intervention works. And I want to thank each and every one of you that's kept us in, kept personally me in your prayers. I know that prayer is what's pulled me, back from the pits of death, and able to sit here and be with you today.
Your wife said, "Come on over and bring a shovel to help me dig." A couple of times, and I said, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's a little tougher than that. But it's been a challenge, and you know what? I'll probably take another hit from the devil. That's fine, but I'm just going to keep coming back. We got a job to do. We got things we got to get done.
And that's true.
Please, 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 Christians, don't be complacent, okay? Get ready.
I agree with that. Get ready.
Get ready. That's all I'm going to say. We're putting you on standby. Just get ready.
So the takeaway from that, folks, without Randy or myself saying that, the takeaway is, of course, there are things that happen behind the scenes and going on behind the scenes. And I've been hearing a lot of things and seen a lot of things. I'll tell you what, we're not going to take this. I refuse to be taken over by some purple-haired, belly-pierced, nipple-pierced moron, that can't decide what sex they are. Yeah,
Doug, when I look at the cabinet, starting with the president on down, all the way down to that fruitcake in the health department, I look at these people, and I cannot believe that people have put them in charge of the most powerful nation on earth. Do you know how bad people are laughing at us overseas?
Yeah, I know
We don't. We don't have any respect.
Yeah,
I know everybody thinks that we do. And let me tell you something. This white supremacist thing is the spearhead. This is their spear. And watch them on this, okay? Because any time you disagree with a government official, you're a white supremacist.
Yep.
They will slot you one way or another. They will paint it until your profile says white supremacist. Bank on it. They're using that they're saying that that is the most dangerous thing that the U.S. is facing right now domestically. I disagree 100% with them. Okay. I understand there's white supremacists, but there's small patches of groups. You know what? A black person can still travel through the South quite safely today. They can sit at the same table with me. They can drink out of my water fountains. Why? We're all the same. It sounds so feeble, because as far as I'm concerned, that's already tried. They already tried to play that, but they're coming back with it strong. And this isn't just in the U.S. North and Canada, same thing. This white supremacist, and Doug, there's something really critical that I'll need to talk to you off the air later. Remind me.
Okay.
Some information. No, I'm just telling you some information, and I'm just going to say this. The U.S. and Canada are in this together, their governments, on this white supremacist thing.
And that's
for a fact. I've stumbled into last week, I know for a fact.
All right. We're going to use a super secret channel.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about it. I can't divulge it on here, Doug. I can't. Some people would lose their jobs.
Okay.
Because the information I have is that particular.
I think I know. Well, yeah. All right.
Yeah, let's not speculate.
Yeah, let's not do that. Up. Okay. All right. Well, however, who disagrees with you and me and all of our listeners and viewers, and who thinks that we are Just some, you know, rube out there, rubes, you know, walking around with our fingers up our butts saying, well, okay, you know, here's who disagrees. If you go to page one, the Biden information, their regime's disinformation board is a tool straight from Soviet Russia, KGB. This is an important read. Folks, if you haven't read this already, or if you haven't seen this, this is extremely important to understand. This goes right along with what Randy Taylor said. This is from The Federalist. Like them, hate them, don't care. But the article itself is right on the money. And what this says, okay, so Randy, think about this. The left, the Biden regime, redefined disinformation. They sanitized the term of its KGB roots and expanded the definition by applying the label to Americans. So if we talk about, for example, you talk about white, the big thing, like you mentioned, white supremacy is in fact the greatest threat, terrorism threat to that America faces. And they repeat it. And you know what? This board drives it home. This is crazy talk, man. Go ahead.
Because it's absolutely fabricated material.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that there's not white supremacists. We all know they are. Okay. They're pigs. We know that. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of them.
And
to even paint me as that, because I disagree.
You'd have to go a long way to find one, I think.
Yeah. And you actually, well, yeah, at least Alabama. But anyway, the thing is, if I disagree with Joe Biden, I'm a white supremacist. He's a white guy. It don't even make sense. Mm-hmm. But if I disagree with Kamala Harris, I'm not only a white supremacist, I must have been out front of her house last night with a cross and a torch. I mean, this is so insane. And I want everybody here, let me give you a homework assignment. What do you think the ideal person is that the New World Order wants in 2030? In 2031, after they've done all their mix and match and slammed, corrupted us, broke us, put us out of work, mixed our races together, turned homosexuality and baby killing into a norm. What do you think the average person is going to look like in 20 that they ideally want? And I sat down because you have to have a motive. We know what the motive is, okay? The false motives they give us is that it's for our own good, obviously, and that we're wasting the resources of the planet and we're all going to die because, you know, there's not enough food to go around. The only reason there's not enough food to go around is because these idiots, the governments, and it's not just the U.S. government, it's several governments. They want to do away with, you know, cool things like cows. I like cows. Cows make great steaks. Okay. But they don't want you eating that. Why? And the poor excuse was the methane from cow farts. Really? That's a problem?
Yeah.
As the Biden jet takes off from the runway with black smoke spewing from it, that cow over here farting in the field's a problem? I don't think so. You see what I'm saying? We're being, and another thing people watch, please. Watch when people start messing with the food. Human beings can be controlled through what they eat. That's a fact. Reverend Sung Young Moon. I don't know if anybody remembers him. Doug, you remember Sung Young Moon?
Yeah, I was one of his disciples back in
when we rescued you from there.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for that.
I thought I saw you at the airport. Anyway, the flower was dead that you sold me. Thanks. those people, and I had an opportunity to deal with this when I was in the military. I did it out of curiosity. I was stationed overseas, all right, and they had these people work in the street, the Moonies, called Moonies. The way they were being controlled was through a starchy diet.
Interesting.
I started doing research on this because I kept trying to figure out why. Were they trying to give people these cookies to eat? You know, you make a donation, you get a flower, and they were always trying to stuff these cookies.
Okay? All I got was a brownie.
No, it was actually, it looked like an oatmeal cookie.
Yeah, I remember like, that. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Like no cookie you ever tasted. It was like eating paper. But these people were living on this stuff back at the commune.
Right.
I mean, I got to talk to some of these kids. They were nice. Don't get me wrong. Nice kids.
Misguided, but nice. Yeah.
And their handlers, every time I would start talking to them and four or five of them would gather and we would be talking, all of a sudden a van would show up and they all had to get in the van and go.
Oh, yes.
The van. Because the handler's like their pimp.
Yeah.
And he knew I was there asking questions. Pretty soon, they didn't even come back to that section of town because I was out there asking questions. This was 35 years ago when I was in the military. And so the diet, when people start wanting to take away cows and this and that, and you know, try and sell me a fake Whopper, okay, you know, other than.
Yeah, yeah.
When you tell me it's other than beef, I get a little concerned, okay, because other than can mean a whole lot of things, and I don't like any of what I'm seeing. So why the big craze to turn us all into vegetarians? What is that all about?
Or insectarians. Insectarians.
Exactly. Yeah. But they've been tampering with the food supply since before I was born. Doug.
Yes, they have. Thank you.
They've been tampering with it. One of your biggest violators, I hate to say it, are companies like the DuPonts and those guys.
These
guys are filthy rich beyond imagination. Okay. You can't even fathom the money these people have. They can't even do an accurate net value on companies like that. There's no way. That powerful, that big. And one of the things, if you remember when you were a kid, you remember all those type of factories too. The majority of them were overseas.
Yep.
That were making these chemicals to put in the food.
Yep.
Monsanto was another one.
Yep.
I don't know what Monsanto's doing today, so I'll leave them out of it. I do remember when I was young, food preservatives were, Monsanto was involved in it somehow.
The Clark Griswold of food. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I think personally, and I say this just because of obesity, the health problems that we see today. If you want to see how sad we are as a country and how we eat, just go park in a parking lot outside of a store, a mall. Just park and watch. Okay. The guy that invented black spandex has made a fortune. Okay.
I know that's not a joke, but
the guy that invented yellow spandex should be tried and executed. Okay. Personally. But I was looking the other day and black spandex is by, I'll just tell you from observation, the most popular pair of pants in the world today. Okay. Well, but look around.
Yours are falling down, by the way.
We're overweight. We're obese.
I know.
As a Western, and it's more so, I hate to say this, U.S. and Canada are the worst.
Yep.
And U.S., I'm just telling you, down here where we're at, we got some serious health issues. You'll notice when we started trying to push our food in China, all of a sudden diabetes was a problem over there.
That's true.
About it. Fast and Kentucky Fried Chicken and a few fast food places got franchise rights to go into China.
Yep. Pizza Hut, Pepsi.
Bingo. China now has a diabetes problem. Folks, what does this tell us? The preservatives are killing us. They're trying to figure out every which way to eliminate mankind.
Exactly.
Seriously, and shorten our lifespans. I can tell you this from the medical system, okay? They don't want to save you like they did 30 years ago. They really don't. I kid you not. Do you know how many times, Doug, when I went in to emerge this year, how many times they brought me DNRs to sign? Are you kidding me?
That's always reassuring.
Yeah, no, you know? I kid you not. And boy, you want to get my wife upset, boy. I told her about that. She actually went down there. and started on the poor girl in administration.
I wouldn't. No one wants that. Believe
no,
me.
No, not. And you know, my wife is the sweetest lady in the world until you trip her trigger or mess with her family.
Oh, my word.
You mess with her family, it scalps, baby.
It's like an F5 coming at you, man.
Yeah, with no warning. You know?
Meanwhile, my wife, in indelible marker, puts DNR on my chest. But
she had a tattoo, as I recall.
But
what I'm noticing, and stop and think about this, okay? Ways to eliminate the human race. Abortion.
Sure.
Promote homosexuality.
Wait.
Babies don't drop out of butts, okay?
No.
So the homosexuality thing. Stop and think about this,
yep.
Okay? All the little things, the lack of health care, the lack of the ethics in the health care. Let me put it that way. The lack of ethics.
Oh, yeah.
We're into a whole new realm of surgeons and doctors and all, and they're not the doctors of old that took the oath, believed in it, and would stay there by your bed all night long if it meant you were going to live.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They would stay there, put themselves through things you wouldn't believe. I mean, I remember as a kid, I faced death when I was a kid. Fantastic doctors. And I think about one of the surgeries I had when I was about 15. If it was today's doctors, I would have never seen 16. I'm not kidding.
No, you're right.
And that's so, it's so sad. So, and folks, here's your homework assignment. Feel free to shoot me an email if you want. Think of the different ways that they are trying to slow down and eliminate our reproduction as human beings. Okay, now they haven't resorted yet to coming in and taking any children from us and murdering them. They do it in the womb.
Well,
okay, that we're starting to head down China's path.
Yes.
You know, that's where what I'm afraid where we're going, because if you can sit there and justify to me and look me in the eye and honestly believe the crap that's coming out of your mouth when you say, well, abortion is a mother's right.
My body, my choice.
Whoa. Let's start that one. How come with the shots, my body, my choice didn't matter?
Exactly.
They almost have to go back. To justify their COVID, they almost have to go back and rule against abortion.
Well, okay. Let's stay on that topic for a minute and get back to the food. But let's stay on the infanticide. I don't even like to call it abortion. Let's call it what it is. Infanticide.
It is.
Killing infanticide. Of unborn and sometimes out of the womb children. Okay. So
fetal murder.
Exactly. Well. Baby murder.
Because
fetus suggests a clump of cells in their mind. Okay, so let's go. So you had mentioned about this. And you, again, this white supremacy BS crap, you know, all of this. Isn't it interesting? Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, the
eugenics. Yeah.
Exactly. And the mentor of, or the idol of Hillary Diane Rodham, the Yak Clinton. Isn't it funny that all of the Planned Parenthoods and all that was directed into minority neighborhoods?
Yes.
So
yes.
But you try to tell that to these brainwashed Muppets out there, you know, with purple hair.
And that's the part I understand. You cannot possibly be grasping what the value of life is if you're sitting there holding a sign condoning abortion.
Yes.
You don't understand the sanctity of life.
No.
You don't get it. In fact, I hate to say this, you don't deserve to be alive.
Well,
because you don't appreciate it.
I saw somebody holding up a sign saying, I wish I was aborted.
My mother had aborted me.
Yeah, yeah.
We were gonna get Eric to put that up the other day. Sitting there, and then I zoomed in, Doug, and I looked in her eyes. If Eric pulls that picture up by any chance, zoom in and look at her eyes. And I want you to look at the soullessness in that woman, in that little girl's eyes. She's not a big woman. She's a woman. She honestly looks like she's about 17 or 18. This kid holding the sign.
Yeah.
And the part that bothered me was the look in her eyes. Cause I read people's eyes, but we've been forced to for the last 2 years with a mask on. But I really have always, the eyes are the pathway to the soul. And I believe that. Okay. They tell a lot about a person. And look at, if you get a chance, when you look at that picture again, Doug, I'm going to ask you to zoom in and look her in the face in that picture.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it here.
It really bothered me. It bothered me because she looks so soulless in her eyes. And when I see people like that, that concerns me. Because that's the type of person that would shoot you and not think twice about it. Because you're not even viable. You know, those people scare me. To be walking around in our population. That thought process that it's okay to murder. Call it what you want. But infanticide?
Infanticide, murder, yeah.
Yeah, it's a slaughter. And now they're talking about doing it up all the way up to the moment of birth.
And even after, in some cases.
I just, that alone, and I've told you folks this, and I mean it, I don't give a shit if the FBI, I don't care if the FBI comes and arrests me over that statement, but that is murder. And as soon as we started murdering people is when God turned his back on this country. When we started murdering babies, stop and think about that. A baby is the most beautiful creation that can be handed to you. When I saw my daughter, I thought this just was the coolest thing in the world. You know what I mean? It's so beautiful, so pure. It hasn't been violated. It's so, what a gift from God.
Amen.
And you're going to murder it? I've seen pictures of abortions all the way they do it. It makes me want to vomit. You know, there's a big difference between taking someone's life in a combat field and taking someone's life in a room and it's a little bitty baby. It's a big difference. It's one is murder and one's not.
Yeah.
And I have a real problem because that baby is so helpless. And I know the first thing they say is, well, then why don't you take care of all the unwanted babies? Send me one. I mean, there's a lot of families out there that would take, right now, there's lines waiting to adopt.
And if you think
I'm lying, make a phone call and say, hey, you know what? Just out of curiosity, I was thinking about adopting a kid. How long does that take? What do I have to go through? I'll tell you what, it's a process.
Yep.
There's a shortage of kids.
Yep.
And so many of those babies could be fine. If she don't want them, take the baby away from her at birth and right off to an adoption agency or something. It's something. There's got to be a way to do this. Because what we're doing right now is wholesale murder. And when you kill for profit, you do the worst. Murdering for profit and selling baby parts. And I'm sorry. Hell isn't going to be big enough for everybody.
That's true.
No, it's bad. It just makes me sick. And I watched a video this last week. It's an old video. But it's a security guard standing outside, and there's a doctor out there outside an abortion clinic, and somebody says something to him, and he comes over, and he's like, yeah, I kill babies.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Guess what?
Man, I would have absolutely been all over him.
In case, folks, what you just mentioned there is video number.
It's on the list?
Yeah.
Great minds think alike, baby.
Oh, you know what? I did not send that. Or wait a minute, did I send that? I didn't send it. Eric the Tech, I'm going to send this to you. I had downloaded this because I found it, and it reminded me exactly what you're talking about. And to see the demonic aspect of this, let me.
He's happy with what he's doing. He loves what he's doing. And I was just sitting there trying to picture. If you and I were standing on that sidewalk and he came over and started running that gator.
Oh.
I think we'd be calling your wife for bond money.
Bond money indeed. I was thinking.
When I watched that video, it just floored, man. I'm like, these people really get into this. And then I saw another one. A lady was like, I've had 17 abortions.
Oh yeah.
And wearing a t-shirt walking around. And I'm like, what? We are so far from God on this. Unbelievable. I mean, I understand there's situations where an abortion may be the only viable, alternative. Now you're talking about moms dying and things like that. And there's a lot of moms have chosen death so their babies will live.
Yep.
And think about that. Okay. That is a beautiful gift. That's the most precious gift that God has given us besides our salvation. But the most continuous gift that he's giving to us are babies. They're beautiful. They're the future, you know? And I look around and they, you know, one of the abortion arguments for people that are pro-life always used to be the lost genius theory. That when we abort, we lose the next Albert Einstein. When I sit here and I watch these protesters, these idiots out there that think abortion's cool, I know that we lost some brains.
Well, you know, and again, this is all part. So a couple of things that you mentioned, kind of going back to the food, just briefly to recap this. Look, they want us dead. Okay, the food is an issue. This infanticide is an issue. Neither one are organic, no pun intended, on the food. These are all plots by the people in power to destroy us, to kill us, take our stuff, live like small g gods forever. That's what they want. And keep a few select around as slaves. This is what the injecticide was all about. Now, about the video that you were talking about, Eric the Tech, marvelous son-in-law as well, and a great husband of my daughter. Thank you very much.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, and a great dad, and yeah, it's a good thing because I'm armed. Okay. Well, folks, in case you've forgotten, this is not new, but watch this. This is horrific, and this is what Randy Taylor is referencing. Here it is.
You gotta repent, sir. Thank you. You gotta repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well.
Stinky breath.
Yeah, why? That's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I'd never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ.
No,
sir.
I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you.
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart. Yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do very, very much.
And
so.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will. Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment.
Yes, I will. Every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
Keep tearing the babies
I
apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies what? Apart. Yeah, sir. The babies, their blood screams from the ground.
How would you like him babysitting your kids or touching your wife or daughter's hoo-ha? I mean, seriously.
The sickness. That's mental depravity there. That's a cold individual.
Either that or really hot. And I think satanic filled, but demonically filled, demonically inspired. You know, that's just, it is so sick. And this is a religion to these people. And, It goes beyond anything I've ever seen in terms of, just to be clear, what this first draft opinion that was leaked, and that's a whole separate issue, what this is saying is, look, this is not the business of the federal government. It's pushing it back to the states. That's not out. Roe was never settled law, you know, whatever that means. It was never that. The courts don't make law. Okay, so having said that, this is not outlawing infanticide. This is pushing it back into the states. But do you ever hear that on the news? No, this is all about, women are going to die because the unavailable... inability to access women's health care, whatever that means. Go ahead.
No, I absolutely agree with what you're saying. What I'm seeing and the people that we're putting in charge, I have no business being in charge of anything. They can't run their own lives.
That's true.
Ethically or morally, why would you put them in charge of a country? I don't understand any of this.
Well,
that's why I think that the entire administration needs to be abolished and start over.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to get back to the food for a second, okay? Because before we stray too far. And by the way, I think I forgot to mention when I was talking about this Touchstone Pure Body Extra. If you go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link there. Okay, that's how to get to this. And this stuff's pretty good. But I said that.
And I'm already hearing from people that you've sold that to, that's ordered it from you, coming in through emails. That, you know, they were like, man, you need to try this, Randy. You really need to try this.
Yeah, you for a lot of reasons, you do. And I got something else for you, too, that's coming your way. But this brings me to, okay, so you take the nutrition out of the food, for example, and now have you noticed the war against nutritional supplements and how they're saying, well, you know what? A report just came out. Nutritional supplements overrated, overhyped, and unnecessary. So their next step is to take them off the market, and that's to deprive us of the God-given nutrients that we used to get in our food. But then again,
most doctors frown on nutrients and things like that, you know, taking supplements. And then, you know, unless it's past your vitamin C and vitamin D, most doctors will tell you to take that. But any other supplements, generally the medical community has a problem with the majority of them. And that's because it's taken away from what they do and what they sell. You know what I mean? You are a customer in a great big marketplace, and they're all vying for your business. And the problem that I have with pharmaceutical companies is pharmaceutical companies focus on Band-Aids, not cures.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's ridiculous. We all know with common sense that we know how to kill cancer. They ain't gonna do it for you without shoving chemo into you and everything else. There's other ways that they know how to. There's a lot of things going on out there, but don't tell me that we can put men on the moon and stick people in sky labs, and I can build a missile that'll fly to Moscow and blow them up, and you can't get rid of cancer.
Exactly.
Don't tell me that. I'm sorry. Yeah. It doesn't. Just because you said it doesn't make it right. And it's like diabetes.
That's right.
Yes. You know, that's another one.
Yep.
And that's where they make their money, though, is on this Band-Aid system. Why would they want to sell you something that could cure you, say, for $500 or $1,000 even, or $2,000, if they can sit there and keep filling your $100 prescription for the next 30 years? They're not
going to
give you the cure.
You know what I found funny?
And
they sleep at night. Yeah. Of course, they sleep well on their 5-star hotel pillows that the companies. But I found this funny. A couple of years ago, my wife took a blood test and they found that she was deficient in vitamin D. Again, this is like, it's probably longer than that. And her doctor said, okay, so I'm going to write you a prescription, she said, this doctor, for vitamin D, and you get it at the pharmacy. You know, it's prescription only, right? So Health Masters was talking to Ted about that, and he said, wait, what are you doing, man? I mean, we have vitamin D. So she did not take the 18, or I think it was, I'm not sure how much it was. It was quite expensive at the pharmacy, the prescription. And she took vitamin D supplements, D3, K2, and had a follow-up blood test. She got the prescription because, I don't know. But anyway, she took it and had a blood test and it didn't do the damn thing. Got D3, K2, and took it along with another supplement. And you know what? Her levels went up tremendously. So, but this is why they're trying to get rid, I believe, trying to get rid of the supplements, and I think they will. Mm-hmm. And this is why they're taking away, you know, the protein, the foods. Hey, you know, anyway, but go ahead.
I remember when I lived down in Orlando, there was a supplement guy, and I had taken my wife in there many times. She was happy with it. It was helping her. She was losing weight. Everything was good. And they arrested the guy. Some BS charge, but it was enough to put him out of business. because it, what it did is it, it, the way they slaughtered them in the media, I knew it was a hit against the supplement industry. And that's exactly what they did. They arrested them for something really stupid. And it wasn't even really related, but what they did was enough for them to question his reputation and put the man out of business when the man was one of the most popular herbal supplement guys in the city.
Yep.
You know, and I was like, I was just stunned. And then I turned around and we were able to get the stuff elsewhere. And I'm going, then that was a hit, definitely a hit on him.
Yeah.
They definitely chose to take it because I went through the guy's business before. I believe me, before, because some supplements are very expensive. And this is back when I had my own company. I had plenty of money. I didn't mind if you know, if there was an expense to this because somebody was feeling better about themselves and it was helping them.
Right.
And, you know.
And that's okay.
It just floored me to take that man down when he was doing so much good.
Well, and that's happening more and more about different things. For example, okay, how, and I think that this fits well into the cohesiveness of this episode here. You know, you're looking at you're looking at lies being marketed by our own government. Rand Paul came out and said to Mayorkas, saying the U.S. government's the biggest purveyor of disinformation on the planet, and he's correct. Now, if you go to page two, we're going to show this. This disinformation governance board, really, this sticks in my craw. If we allow this to continue, this disinformation governance board, then shame on us. Okay, we need to take action and to, you know, not write sternly worded letters. This is now, you know, Nina Jankowicz, okay, the Scary Poppins, New York Post. Nina Jankowicz is, of course, the chair of this.
She's on, and please tell me she's on a sex strike.
She's what?
On a sex strike. Like Joy Bear or whatever.
Gosh. Yeah. I'm no men. Yeah.
You should show this video in black and white. So it can make it reminiscent of 1932 Germany or Soviet Russia.
Well, for those who don't know what we're talking about, there's a video, I think, there's a video, speaking of Nina, Scary Poppins, again, attribute that, one more down. There we go. Again, New York Post named her Scary Poppins. That's not me. Go ahead and hit that play button. And if you can't play it? What's that?
Bothering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
All right, Eric's going to throw something at me. We have to stop that. He said, I don't want to play that. And he almost quit over this, but just now. Okay, scroll up, though. But here's the rub on this. Did you know that... this disinformation governance board now has Biden appointee as disinformation board co-chair. So Soros's minion, Jennifer Daskal, has been appointed as Ministry of Disinformation co-chair. And so if you follow what who Jennifer Daskal is, folks, if you click that link, this is page two. Well, you have, you can find out who she is. She is a fellow of Soros's Open Society Institute. And there it is right there. There she is. There it is. They are, who, whatever pronoun that goes by. So, again, Randy Taylor. So if you and I come out here, as we are, telling the truth about things, they don't like us. They cancel us. Social media, and then they penalize us because we both have, and folks, listen to me, we both have had, Randy Taylor and myself, both have had cancellations, interruptions, holdbacks of cash at various times and various venues. I'm not going to get into
details.
They
can interrupt your life.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely can interrupt your life. It's, Think about all the ways that the government can harass you, all the way down to the IRS. You know, audits out of the blue. you know, you just, you don't know, man. It's just, the hits just keep coming. And the government, unfortunately, can't do that. They get away with it. They get away. They make your life miserable. They could shut this platform down. They could literally come in with some boat. Look at what they locked those people up on January 6th for.
Oh, yes.
You're going to say that they couldn't try and come in and do that to us?
Oh, they will. And, you know,
eventually.
Yes.
People want, yeah.
Yeah. And the J6 political prisoners, why in the hell aren't we forming a posse and going out
there? And going out and busting them out.
Seriously, I want to know. Yeah. Maybe I should shut my mouth and be the first one to do it, right? I mean, I don't know, but then...
What's it going to take to get people going?
Well, you know, true. All right, let me...
The frustration levels has just got to be off the planet for the families and family members of those people that
good Lord.
Were detained after January 6th.
You know, and let me ask you, Randy Taylor, do you think they were abandoned by Donald Trump to some extent or no? I mean, I don't know. Just you and I talking.
I think that he should have and still should be pushing to get them out of jail. I think that even if it came down to funding of lawyers and things and all, because they came out to support him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he could do much more.
Yeah.
He's so hated in D.C., though, that. You know, I just don't know. I watched what they did to him as a president, and I'm still aghast that as a nation that we even allowed them to do that to him as a president. You don't. They bold-faced lied and spent that man's entire 4 years harassing him when so much could have been done.
Yes. Yes.
With Congress and Senate and as a country. And instead, it was nothing but harassment, and everything was based in lies. And still, no one has been held accountable. If you or I tried to spy on Joe Biden and, like, tap his phone lines or keep track of where he went to lunch, they'd put us in jail, though.
Yet it's happening even...
They would put us in jail.
They would. And...
but it's okay for Hillary Clinton to do it. And that Chris, whatever his name was, that came up with the fake dossier...
Christopher Steele, by way of Fusion GPS.
Why isn't he in the can?
Well, I mean, it's
already established that it was a lie. And even when Durham comes back, or what are they going to do? We can't try. Look at Barr. Barr screwed every one of us.
Exactly.
He really stuck it to Trump. And if you guys remember, there was something about Barr that bothered us.
Yep.
That's back. What it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy is no different than the rest of the Washington garbage. He can sit there and claim to be a Christian and pray out front with protesters in front of his house and all that. Shame on you. Shame on you, Barr. Shame on you. You will answer for it one day to your maker.
You know, I remember Coach Dave Dobmeier peacefully praying outside of Bill Barr's house, and Barr came out and they prayed together. And I remember Coach was pretty, I mean, God bless him, you know, as I would be hopeful that Barr would do the right thing. And, you know, he didn't.
And they were deceived. They were deceived by him.
Yes.
Because I remember they went out to his house and all. And I remember the video.
Yeah.
We had operatives in the field were sending us stuff. And we had videos right there from the house where, you know, he came out and he was praying with the protesters and all that. What a farce. He will answer for that someday. You can't sit there and pretend to be on the side of good and turn out to be evil and think that someday. You may get away with it here on earth. You may benefit from it here on earth. But you're going to have to answer to God one day. I hope it was worth it. I really hope it was worth it there, big boy.
You know, yeah. I was gonna have played a video from 2000 Mules. 2000 Mules came out, and that really was. I watched the entire documentary. I don't know if you did, Randy Taylor, but I did, and it explained how this election, how they really hijacked this election. And it was a great investigative documentary. It is a great investigative documentary. But before I do, because the link that I furnished earlier is not working, and I suspect that maybe this might be a pay for link that someone put up and without authorization. I'm going to try to get to that. But let's go back to, if you don't mind, let's go back to the fact that, death is life, death is life, war is peace. This whole Orwellian thing, the fact that they're accelerating the agenda against us. I want to, are you available to, or are you busy, Eric the Tech?
Are you busy? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, what do you want me to do? I only have two hands and one brain. God bless him. Okay, I wanted to get into the fact that we're being attacked on all fronts, and would it help you if we ran a video other than the one you're trying to load, or do you want us to talk? You see the high production of this, high production value of this? Okay. Eric Steck just said, what do you want from me, man?
Yeah. do you think, we'll have to make a wager here. When do you think they'll put us on lockdown prior to the election, the midterms?
When
they're gonna try and corrupt these midterms.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're gonna try and run a vote in ballots, drop off ballots, throw them out the window ballots.
Which to explain. Okay, so
people, my concern is people aren't gonna vote. That's my concern.
I agree with that. I agree to some extent with that because.
I have a concern over that because they're so disillusioned because it would have been better if the judges and the attorneys and everybody came out and said the truth. Yes, there was election fraud. At least establish that fact publicly and admit it. So at least people would go, well, okay, they're aware of it. Maybe they're going to do something about it. But saying it never happened makes people feel like they're, like if they go and vote, somebody's going to think they're nuts. You know what I mean?
I
don't even know how to entice a person to vote. I want people to vote. I really do. That's how it's supposed to work. But at the same time, I certainly can't sit there and tell you your vote's secure.
And I think that this is an important discussion to have, folks, because
this is a sad discussion we're having. This is,
yeah.
I told you that what happened at the Supreme Court ranks right up here with this because they violated the democratic process. Do you realize how many people around the world have tried to model their countries after the United States and just our voting process?
Well, the U.S. is out there making sure in other countries that they have signature verification, that everything's on the up and up. But here, no.
And I don't understand. I've got if somebody goes into a liquor store, they can be carded. They have to show ID. If you want to buy cigarettes, ID. If you know what I mean, if you want to go to the bank and do a transaction, ID.
Yep.
Everybody's required to ID, and then and for them to say, "Oh well, no, we don't need ID for voting."
Well, it's racist, It's disenfranchising. Yeah.
And really, I think that they're being racist saying it because what they're saying is that these people are stupid, too stupid to go out and get an ID.
Exactly.
That's what they're saying. And I would be so insulted. And there's been many black folks insulted that someone would even say that. I mean, it infuriates some people. And they still do it. And and it's a typical United States government. Tell the lie enough times, they'll believe it. We're being governed by liars, folks. And I'm sorry, something has to change here.
It does.
I can't see another 2.5 years with this moron in office. And the scarier part is if they impeach him or 25th Amendment is butt, then look what we got sitting there.
Oh, I think I'll tell you what. This is a good discussion to have because I think Harris Cackles, you know, or not cackles, or cankles is Hillary. Cackles is, you know, I think she's going to be out. I don't know why. Kind of like an Agnew thing to Nixon. And you know who I think? You know who I think is going to
say? Don't say it.
Yep. Yep.
Don't say it.
Yep. The bag lady herself. Yep.
Man. Yep. You think so?
I do.
Specify which bag lady.
Hillary, Diane Rodham, the Yak Clinton. I think that they're going to push her in and get rid of
Joe. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, if you read social media and stuff, people hate her so much. Oh,
they do.
They hate her. They patriots hate her worse than liberals hated Trump.
But the news media will tell you that's not true.
Opposite. Yes, I know. But I'm telling you what you read. You and I have read it. You sent me something about a week ago that says the tone has changed in this country.
It has. Okay?
And they're going to a really dangerous place if they put Hillary Rodham Clinton in the White House. It'll be I don't think she'll be there long. I think the way things are going in the country would probably be a feet first exit. Honestly.
It would be only fitting, I suppose.
She's hated that much. That woman does not belong anywhere near the White House. That is the epitome of crime. That is the epitome of unethical. That is the epitome of baby murderer. This is the epitome of evil. You want to see evil, look Hillary Clinton in the face. And you want to look into somebody's eyes, look into that demon's eyes.
Amen.
She has no right whatsoever to ever set foot in the White House. Ever.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you on that.
Ever.
But
more so that I can't think.
But you were saying about voting, though. I mean, the other part of this, and we don't have the 2,000 mules. In fact, I don't want to, if it's a purloined video, I don't want to do that. A couple of things that bother me about this is how easy this was. What they did, Dinesh D'Souza laid this all out. Dinesh, he's been on the program before. Yeah, a friend of the program, friend of mine, Dinesh D'Souza's wife, Diane. But he laid this out where a couple of things, using the geospatial data that's sold every day of cell phones. And this is why, man, I'll tell you what, I don't carry a cell phone with me. So you call a cell phone. Right, you call my cell phone. Good luck with that, or send me a text. Good luck with that. Anyway, they matched violent rioters, the Antifa people, burning down cities. That signal, that identifying unique number, so many of those took part in the running of harvesting and depositing ballots and drop boxes. And in Atlanta, which was just phenomenal. And some of these people, I mean, you're talking about tens of thousands of votes. Now, real quick, though, it doesn't take a lot of people. It just takes the proper choke points and the proper small operations in different locations.
That could fly under the radar and have been going and flying under for years.
Yep.
This time they got exposed.
Yeah, and the evidence is there. And people who say, well, there's no evidence of voter fraud, man, you know what? I want to smack them up the side of the head.
What do you need? Person walks in with box, puts under table. Everybody goes on break. Out come the boxes. What do you need? They weren't handing out sandwiches. What do you need? And that tells you that when judges look at that and prosecutors look at it, they've been warned from above, don't touch this.
That's right.
So how many don't touch this levels are there and how far back did it go? I want the snake's head. If I could kill the snake's head, I'd do it.
This is why we love Randy Taylor.
I just don't know where the snake's head is.
Oh, we got to follow it. You know,
stop and think about all the stuff that gets thrown out there. The ones that you see and the walking around the Bilderberg group and all that, they ain't the ones.
Well, Zuckerberg, look, Zuckerberg.
They're part of the problem. Aren't the real, that isn't the real inner circle. Trust me, we don't know.
That's true.
We don't know because it would have been removed. They know knew it would not exist anymore because a bunch of patriots would get together and remove it. Talking about the world.
And think God's, about that, folks.
God's world.
Right.
And all we're trying to do is protect it. They're not protecting it. We're protecting it. They want to murder. They want to kill. They want to turn humans into slaves. They want to govern every aspect of our lives.
Yep.
We are completely the opposite. We're about freedom. We're about Christianity. We're about life. We're about the enjoyment of life. We're about truly, truly being able to actually worship your Lord in your country. Have you anybody looked at this, that it's okay? They've attacked the churches, but they're not attacking the mosques. Is anybody putting all this together in their heads? The churches gave up. I don't get it. And they threatened them, because if you're going to talk about politics from the pulpit, we'll pull your status.
We'll
pull your tax-free status. That's an assault on Christianity, because you can go down to a local mosque, and I guarantee they're talking about politics down there. Challenge me.
Oh,
tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong.
I seem to remember some undercover operations with Randy.
I happen to know better.
Yeah, I think you would know.
So.
Yeah.
The fallacies of this government. This government needs to go, folks. Get together. Let's figure it out. But they got to go.
Oh, you said that out loud.
Yeah. No, I mean it. They got to go. Okay. 2022, you're going to get, when you go through this election, you're going to get a real good look at what the rest of your life is going to look like with the results of this midterm. And if that, and if that isn't your go switch, I don't know what else to tell you. But don't do it unorganized. Don't be stupid. A lone man, anybody that's lone is easy prey.
Wow. You know, that got my wheels turning there. That's why the silence there, momentary silence. You're right. And I think that we have to be smart about this.
Yes, we have to be smart. You have to be really smart, because one man's hero, one man's freedom fighter is someone else's terrorist.
That's right.
You got to remember that. And these pieces of crap like Biden and this Jennifer Daskal would be the first one to call our forefathers terrorists.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure. I think Scary Poppins did in one of the tweets, but yeah.
And I want you to think about that's a heavy statement.
Yeah.
Because the existence of this country is based on those wonderful terrorists. Those people gave up everything. We haven't given up anything. I gave up a little bit of health, but I haven't given up everything. I mean, I've taken some beatings in life, but nothing like our forefathers have. They went through. They were murdered, slaughtered, their stuff taken from them, slandered, imprisoned. Think about it. Think about it. January 6th is just a drop in the bucket as to what's honestly coming for us. I told you about the FEMA camps. Alex Jones told you about these FEMA camps 20 years ago. Okay. They're sitting empty, but they're fully operational. Okay. That's not for the Muslims. That's not for some bad guys. That's for all of us horrible white supremacists.
You know,
So
along those lines, okay. We've covered a lot of ground here, and I want to make sure people see what's happening, because.
And this requires a whole lot more discussion, my friend.
Oh, you and I have to, folks.
Because people are looking for answers, man.
Yes. And I think that the listeners and viewers appreciate the fact that this is a discussion that I'm sure mirrors many discussions around tables and over beers and coffee, right?
Bingo.
Because and there's a lot of frustration out there too. But to tell you how,
just frustration, there's some raw anger out there.
Very much.
A lot of it.
Well, what got me, and I, we only have about 10 minutes left of this show. I can't believe 10 minutes. Wow. I want to get into this. I want to show you this. Part of the destruction of the United States is the destruction of our culture. And, of course, this Roe v. Wade draft opinion published, leaked. By the way, isn't that funny? We haven't heard word one about who that leaker might be. I have a feeling it's going to be one or two people working for Sotomayor. But anyway, so they published the home addresses of Kavanaugh and Alito and some others, okay? And if you go to the page with videos, Democrats scream outside of the homes of Justice Roberts and Kavanaugh. Look at this and just listen to the vitriolic hatred as well, if we can play the video that's embedded within the page. Can we do that or no? Okay, let's go here. This is outside the left publishes, the globalists, they publish at the urging of Soros and others, the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Do you?
Unbelievable.
Seriously, what other time would this be okay? Watch this. Okay, and I think there might be one. I think at the bottom of that page there was like one other one. Well, you get the idea. We don't have to play them all. There were some pretty angry mobs outside of these homes, and I think Roberts had to be moved, or somebody had to be moved to or a couple of them had to be moved out of their homes. When is this okay, brother?
It's not. It's not okay. It's very wrong, and the fact that the White House condones this is just putrid. It's you know, if they were doing this to Democrats, they'd be crying and screaming, and you know what I mean, and more white supremacist talk and racist talk and all that. But for some reason, when it's them, the left, it's okay to dox these people. Unbelievable. And anybody who doesn't know what doxing is, that's giving up, making public the addresses and phone numbers of politicians or anybody that's under the subject of scrutiny.
Right.
And it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's wrong no matter who.
Because this is based on a crime. I'm all for protest. I 100% believe in it. I think that's a God-given right. Okay. But when your protest is initiated by a crime that occurred, and you are in support of that crime openly and in support of what is absolutely 100% against our democratic process of this great republic, you are now the traitors.
Exactly.
You are the traitorous scum. And the only reason that I wouldn't go down to a street like that and level the entire place is because I firmly believe when it's the other citizens, and even though they're the left, they can change their minds. They can get saved. They can find God.
As long as they're not being offensive.
As long as they're not threatening my life.
When I say offensive, right. I mean, yeah. I'm talking about weaponry and yes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, if I ever decided to take up arms, it'd be with the government, not with the people.
There you go. One, I want to sneak this in here because again, the destruction of our culture, whether it's infanticide or taking over our children, is part and parcel to this this inorganic takeover. It's communism at its core. This is a fourth grade teacher. It's 56 seconds in length. Watch this, because this and this infanticide go hand in hand with one another. They're after our children, folks. Understand they're happy. This is a fourth grade teacher. Watch this.
My kids from last year are now in fifth grade, and they come visit me almost every day after school. And a lot of them are queer because I am queer, and they figured it out. And so I've become their safe space. And today they found my Guess Who. And they started playing Guess Who, but they didn't play it the normal way. How did they play it? They used things like, this person looks like a lesbian baddie who's going to come over and make you dinner. Well, Which one of these characters is a lesbian baddie that's gonna mow over and make you dinner? Oh, Olivia is? Oh, great. Which character just looks gay? Well, meet Mike. These kids, I'm so happy that they are figuring out who they are and that they're happy with who they are and that they found a safe place. But man, I could never imagine being in fifth grade saying these things out loud, even though I know they're all okay. I grew up super religious where nothing was okay. And so seeing this happen, I'm like, ah! But I'm also like, yay! But ah!
Hang on a second.
Yeah, I got some. You don't happen to have some of that Hagman duct tape, do you?
See, again, they're going after our kids. This is not okay. And this, again, is going after the culture, the values, the morals, the you know, all the stuff that's good. And this is all part of this globalist takeover. I wanted to throw that in there because all of this fits together. You know what I mean? It all fits together.
Absolutely. And, fits together. It's hand in hand. And it's, they've gone after the churches. They've gone after the religion. If the church was strong and doing what the church is supposed to be and upholding God's word and getting the word out and drawing a line in the sand and saying, you won't cross this line, we wouldn't be where we're at today. That's a fact.
Yeah.
We would not be where we're at today. And this, you'll find most patriots, 99.9% patriots, believe in God.
I agree.
Fact.
Yep.
Ask them. They'll tell you. They won't pull a Peter and deny him. A patriot will step right up. You ask a liberal, do they believe in God? They'll dance around the subject and everything else. And at the end of the day, it makes you wonder, how can you believe in God? And for someone to sit there and call themselves a Christian and condone abortion, you're all wrong. You couldn't be any further from the truth. You couldn't be any further from God. That's why Pelosi, the pig, and why Biden, the butthead, okay, cannot take communion in their churches. I'm not making that up.
Right.
This is a fact. The church will not allow them to take communion because of their stance on abortion. That's that right there should tell you these people shouldn't be in charge of this nation. This nation was founded by God. This nation believed in God. This nation wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Lord God Almighty, his divine intervention.
And our rights have been bestowed upon us by God, not by the Constitution or government. And by
this
the way, abortion is not a right.
This little group of colonists took on England.
Yeah.
England and kicked their butts. Why? Because they had angels and God in the battlefield.
That's right.
God was leading. If you disagree with me, you know what? You and I really would have a hard time having a conversation if you were going to disagree with that.
That's where a lot of people are right now, because I don't think we can have a dialogue if you disagree with that.
And they're going to keep pushing us, dog. They're going to keep pushing until you can't push anymore.
Yep.
You know what? Take a dog, put him in the corner, start kicking him. See what happens.
I'll get bit. Yeah.
You're going to get bit.
Yeah. We got 2 minutes left, a minute and a half left. Good. So it's all yours, brother. A minute and a half.
Right on. Well, there's a lot more discussion on this. We're just getting started. I've been out of pocket for a while. Okay. But my fire's still here. Okay. And we're going to do something. We're going to do something.
Oh, yes.
We have to. We don't have any choice. God wants us to do something. So if you're a complacent Christian, go ahead and shut me off. That's cool. Okay? But shame on you. Shame on you. Because God has never anywhere preached complacency. Imagine if Israel had been complacent. Stop and think about
that.
Good
point.
And we're still under God's command. We have the commands are right in front of us. So just like he was talking with Israel, he speaks with us. I'm telling you, this is going to come to a head.
I totally agree. You know what? It's such a pleasure to have you back. And I know that you're still going through a lot of stuff.
I will pull up to this dock anytime, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com.
Thanks for the emails, guys. I got a lot of emails and met some new people with the emails.
I'll tell you.
And, we got the best. And Howard, God bless you, man.
Howard, I'll take care of that.
Howard, well, I love him.
All right.
God bless you, brother.
Randy Taylor, thank you so much. We've reached the end of the show. You get some rest.
I will, man. All right. But you got to get some rest, too, buddy. I know you look really tired today.
I'm pretty well wiped out. But until tomorrow, folks, may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in us. And on behalf of Eric the Tech, Randy Taylor, myself, and Lady the Studio Dog, have a great night.
I'll call you in a bit.
All right, sir.